everyone, you're with us again for another episode of The Language Club, the Chinese podcast where you also get to talk back. I'm your host, Lindy, and here with me today, first of all, is my lovely co-host, Vicky.
大家好，我是 Vicky, 很高兴再次来到我们的节目。今天有点小激动。
对对对，我也是。今天我觉得很兴奋的，因为有一个嘉宾。
嘉宾主播。
Which means guest host. And Herb, that's you. You are our first official, you're not our first official guest, but you are the first one to join our conversation as the two of us are discussing. So this will be the first three-way discussion, if you will. Now, 除了我知道你在德州，然后你在那边组织一个语言文化的小组，除了那个之外，我好像你的其他的信息我都不知道。So other than knowing that you run a language and culture group, I don't know a whole lot about you. 你介不介意就是稍微给我们介绍一下
？OK, 大家好，我在德州出生长大。除了学中文，我喜欢看外国电影、打球，特别喜欢打沙滩排球。我很喜欢世界上所有的国家的美食，特别喜欢中国菜。
听起来很不错。
对对对，
正好是我们今天要讨论的内容。
对对对，
我们两个也是吃货。Like Vicky and I are also foodies. We have
awesome.
talked about this before, so you're definitely in good company.
Cool.
So, 今天就是说到吃货，说到美食。So, speaking of cuisine and being foodies, what are we talking about today?
我们今天要讨论的内容叫招牌菜。
Okay, 招牌菜。So, first tone, second tone, fourth tone.
对对。
Okay, 招牌菜. Herb, is this a word that you are familiar with previously? 招牌菜.
I'm not sure that I am. I'm thinking of other words like 名牌. Yeah.
I think the same thing about 牌, it's like 牌子的牌, right? Like name brand.
对对，牌其中的一个意思就是 brand. 所以名牌比如说像 LV 的 bag, 那个就是一个名牌的包。它是一个 you know, a famous brand for making a bag. 但是招牌菜有点区别。招牌一般就指的是餐馆里面，然后每一个餐馆都有它的特殊的那个菜 ,signature dish, 那个叫招牌菜。
Okay, so I can't say my LV bag 是我的招牌的包 ,right?
不可以这样说。No,
okay.
绝对不可以这样说。这个有点。因为你要是提到招牌的话，就是好像是你在 sell something. You、
okay.
don't want to associate with yourself,、
oh,
you know, you're kind of like insulting yourself. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that does lead me to one question. So, you know, I like to cook sometimes, and there are certain dishes that I cook well. So could I say, you know, for example, this stir-fried dish, 这是我自己做的招牌菜。Like this, I'm kind of kidding. I'm not running a restaurant, but it's like, this is my signature dish. Can I say that?
对对，我的意思是说，你可以用这个招牌菜，比如说你自己做的呀，或者是什么，就是这个招牌是 describe 一个 good and product.
Okay.
你不可以说。A girl, a lady. Oh, so that the LV bag just her 招牌 feel like, you know,
okay.
she's not right.
Okay, got it, got it. All right, 我事不宜迟，让我们来说一说今天的生词。So I'm going to turn it over to you guys to do the words today.
好的。
好的。
暑假。
Summer vacation.
一段时间
For a while.
好几年
Several years.
推荐
To recommend.
餐馆
Restaurant.
出名
Well known or famous.
楼外楼
Is a traditional restaurant in Hangzhou, China, located on Kushan in the middle of the West Lake. Established in the Qing Dynasty, 1848, it has been named a China...time-honored brand by the Chinese government.
西湖醋鱼
Westlake fish with vinegar sauce.
东坡肉。
Dongpo pork.
招牌菜。
Signature dishes.
一道菜。
A dish.
逛。
To stroll, ramble, roam, to go for a walk.
西湖。
Westlake.
All right，让我们来听一下今天的对话。
今年暑假你有什么打算？
我打算和父母一起去苏州、杭州旅行一段时间。
真的吗？我对杭州非常熟悉，我在那里待了好几年呢。
是吗？那你可不可以推荐一些好吃的餐馆和好玩的地方呢？
说到餐馆，最出名的就是楼外楼了。西湖醋鱼和东坡肉是他们的招牌菜，非吃不可。杭州最出名的茶叶是西湖龙井，甚至有一道菜叫龙井虾仁，就是由茶叶做出来的。
太好了，我最喜欢喝茶了。看来我们去杭州的时候一定不能错过这家餐馆呢。那玩的呢？
当然就是逛西湖了。
We are back, so let's take a look at what the two people are talking about. 第一句, the first person just says, 今年暑假, so this summer vacation, do you have any plans? And what are they? And what is the other person's response?
我打算和父母一起去苏州、杭州旅行一段时间。
Okay.
所以我想问一下，你们都去过苏州、杭州吗？
嗯，
我还没。
哦，是吗？真的吗？那你是到过中国哪些地方呢？What places in China？
我去过上海、北京、西安和桂林。
嗯 ，OK，
也是不错。上海离苏州、杭州都不远。
嗯，
下一次有机会的话，你可以去，特别是。如果你喜欢吃美食，苏州、杭州是很有名的一个有吃美食的地方。
Yes, absolutely.
中国有一句话，不知道你们听过没有，叫做上有天堂，下有苏杭。
嗯，对，当然了，当然了，听过了。Have you heard that phrase before, Herb?
I don't think I've heard that exact one. I've heard other phrases in the same spirit about like,It's good to be born in this place, to
right.
marry a girl from this place, and that sort of thing.
Okay, yeah. So it's like literally above there is heaven and below there is Hangzhou and Suzhou.
Okay, nice.
Yeah. Yeah, and I worked in Hangzhou for 5 years. So it's like you can't live in that city for any amount of time and not hear that expression. Like somebody is definitely going to teach it to you.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah, but it is a nice place.
是的，是的。
So, 说到旅游 or 旅行, one small, small question I have here is somebody in a video, like a Chinese lesson video that I was watching, mentioned that if you say 旅行, it implies a longer trip. So if it's 旅游, maybe it's a little bit closer, but if it's 旅行, it sort of implies a farther away, like a journey. Would you agree with that?
其实很多时候这两个词都可以就是交替的用、
mm-hmm.
They can replace each other. If you have to say the difference, I guess 旅游 is more like the 我可以说就是像 Herb 那样，然后到比如说西安，你看他去的都是这个比较出名的旅游景点、
mm-hmm.
就是 like the famous tourist site、
mm-hmm.
但是旅行可能会比如说你找一个不太出名的地方、
mm-hmm.
然后你可以在那儿住上比如说一个月或者两个月好像那个可能就更加的叫旅行、
oh.
而不是旅游。
Okay, okay, so it's not necessarily how far away a place is, but it's kind of like how much time you spend there. If it's a longer amount of time, you might say 旅行, but if it's kind of a shorter amount of time, like a trip, then you would say 旅游。
对对，旅游可能就是有点，比如说你要是去欧洲，有的时候会有什么欧洲七日游，然后就是等于说七天的时间，你可以看十个国家，那个肯定就叫旅游。
啊，
你就是到 famous places to take some pictures, put on Instagram or WeChat, and then 旅行 You know, you may take a month in Egypt and wander around the street and taste local food. Yeah,
Okay.
I think that will probably be the difference. But many times
Oh.
people use one and another. Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe by so that's why in this dialogue, the person is saying, I'm going with my parents, 我旅行一段时间, because he's not doing or she is not doing the whirlwind trip where you go to like a bunch of places in 7 days and take pictures and leave. It's more like they're gonna stay for a while.
对，有可能。我觉得有的时候，尤其是我们中国人，就像美国人，有的时候你问一个美国人，为什么你说这个英文单词而不说那个？其实你可能都没有想，对吧？有的时候大家也是旅游旅行，就是 whichever one they think about it, they just say it, yeah。
Definitely, then what I'm getting is that Lyon can give more of a touristy feel. Okay.
I think so. So, okay, well, then the first person replies, 真的吗? 我对杭州非常熟悉。我在那里待了好几年了。There is one thing that jumps out at me about this one, but Herb, what about you?
Nothing jumps out at me, I don't think.
Okay, 没关系. The one thing, and it's because Vicky and I kind of like worked on this script together. I wanted to say I stayed in Hangzhou for several years or for a few years, and she said, "Okay, so you can say 待了好几年了." And I always thought that 很多年 and 好几年were the same thing. Did you know that there was a distinction? So I was like, no, I don't want to say I lived there for many. It was really just a few. And she's like, oh, so you need to say 好几年了. But I didn't realize the distinction until
So
this.
it's not quite as extreme. It's like for quite a few years as opposed to for many years.
对，
Okay.
你说很多年，可能就是至少8年、10年，很多
嗯
年。你如果说好几年，可能是2年、3年，
嗯。
就可以
Okay.
是好几年啊。
I see.
I didn't realize that because to me that it sounds like a lot of years also, but apparently it's not as many.
Cool. Yeah, I didn't think about it consciously, but I think I got the vibe.
Got it. All right, so Vicky, can you read the next part?
你可不可以推荐一些好吃的餐馆和好玩的地方呢？
I've heard 推荐 used to express like recommend a place or an activity. I thought that I've heard people use 介绍 in that same way, but can anybody confirm or deny
对，
that?
这个地方可以用介绍，也可以用推荐。我觉得好像介绍就是说是 let you know, introduce,然后推荐就是说 not only let you know but also recommend, like okay, here is this place you must go. That's one of the restaurants you have to go. 这个叫推荐，介绍就是说哦 there are such restaurants like A and B and C, so you can pick and choose.
Okay, I never thought about that before, but yeah, that's interesting. Well, so tui in the word tui jian, isn't that to push?
推这个意思，这个字的意思就是 push，对。
Yeah, jian by itself, I don't know what it means.
荐应该就是 recommend，也推荐，就是因为中文我们一般都知道不喜欢说一个字，可能在古代的时候，ancient Chinese we say characters, maybe sometimes just one word, but now we like to say two words, so 推荐 just the same recommend。还有一个最常用的地方就是，比如说你申请大学或者是找工作的时候，你需要 recommendation letter，那个叫推荐信。
Okay. Yeah, that's a good one to know. A recommendation letter. One quick question too about the restaurant. So they say, 推荐一些好吃的餐馆. Herb, does that sound a little weird to you? Because it sounds like they're gonna eat the restaurant, like 好吃的餐馆.
Oh, I didn't think of that either. That's funny. I'm not sure if I'm just playing it safe, not speaking up, or if sort of on some subconscious level. I've discussed with various people, including my study partner, how there are many things that we feel fairly confident that we understand in conversation if a native speaker says it, but we fully admit that often I would almost never think to express something that way.
Yeah.
Quite a difference, I think, at this point in my learning journey between what I'm capable of comprehending and what I'm capable of producing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I'm exactly the same way.
So would I have said Hauchu that's Hanguan? I might have. I'm not sure how else I would have said it.
Okay. Yeah. I guess if I really think about it, even in English, it's like, can you recommend any, well, we would say any good restaurants, right? But maybe you could also say any tasty restaurants.
Right. You would, yeah. It would, I would never say a delicious restaurant.
Yeah. So I don't know, Vicky, obviously, I guess it wouldn't sound that way to you, right? Like, 好吃的餐馆, we're going to eat the restaurant and not the food in the restaurant.
对,好吃的, 看你怎么去翻译, 你也可以翻译成 good to eat, 你也可以翻译成 tasty. 如果你想成 tasty的话, 好像就不是很奇怪。
Okay.
Like 好吃的餐馆, 好玩的地方,
mm-hmm.
其实是一个意思。
Okay. Yeah, the 好玩的地方 sounds okay to me. It's like fun places. Like a place can be fun, but a place can't be tasty. That's why that one doesn't work as well for me, but I know that it makes total sense in Chinese.
对,但是你也可以说好的餐馆,其实两个都经常会有人说,
oh.
可不可以推荐一些好的餐馆,
okay.
或者是有名的餐馆, 或者是好吃的餐馆, 都可以。
明白了,明白了。 我们三个人扯远了, we got a little bit off topic. One of our next words is 出名, and that we were talking about 楼外楼. So 在杭州最出名的餐馆就是楼外楼. I could ask you why it's called 楼外楼, but maybe that's getting in the weeds a little bit too much. What do you think? Like, 楼 means building or floor. Why outside? 楼, building or floor, again. Does that name have any special meaning, or is it just a name?
我觉得在这儿就是一个名字，就是以前有一句诗，一句古诗，叫做“山外青山楼外楼”。它大概的意思就是说 outside of the mountains, there are more mountains.
Okay.
它的意思就是，其实就是，is there always somebody like better, more ability,
yeah.
or maybe, you know, more higher mountains outside of the mountains you see in the front of you.
Okay, I got it. So it comes from a line of poetry. And the line is very famous, but it's kind of hard to remember like who wrote it or maybe the entire poem or what the name is.
我可以查一查如果你需要的话。哦,没关系,没关系。因为小学的时候学了,现在已经忘掉了。没事,没事。
Okay, 楼外楼。 So Herb, I know you've never been to Luailo because you haven't been to Hangzhou.
That's true.
Yep. I have gone. Vicky, have you gone there?
对,它就在西湖的旁边。
Mm-hmm.
So West Lake 是杭州最出名的一个湖, 楼外楼就 right next to the 西湖, West Lake.
Yes. Yes. And I guess it must be Hangzhou's oldest restaurant. Is that right? So 1848, probably there's no place that's older than that, that's also still in existence.
这个我们也要查一查。因为中国实在是它的历史太久了,所以说没有人敢说,哇,这个就是 oldest 或者是什么,然后查一下。明白了,明白了。OK,
well, 你去的时候,你有没有吃他们那边的西湖醋鱼和东坡肉?
我去的时候点了他们的招牌菜, 我吃了西湖醋鱼,东坡肉和龙井虾仁。
他们那边也有龙井虾仁, okay. I wasn't sure if they had it there, or I know I had it in another place, but okay. 你觉得怎么样?
我觉得西湖醋鱼没有我想象的那么好吃, 特别是对于这个不是中国人的游客来说的话, 因为它是一整条鱼, 然后有很多的刺,
right.
所以你们不一定喜欢吃,
yes.
lots of little bones. So I guess in China, there are not as many lawyers as in the US.
right.
So
right.
You still eat the whole fish. 但是东坡肉特别的好吃, 龙井虾仁, 因为我喜欢喝茶, 所以龙井虾仁也非常特别。
Yes. Actually, of those three dishes, 这三道菜可以这么说吗？我觉得
嗯哼。
还是龙井虾仁是最好吃的。I think that's the best of the three. Herb, have you had 西湖醋鱼 or 东坡肉 or the 龙井虾仁？
I have not had Sihu Tsuyu, to the best of my knowledge, or Longjing Xiaren. But I've had dishes that were labeled Dongpo Rou in some local restaurants here in the US, but I would question how close they are to the original.
Okay, 不知道他们是不是 what's the word 真正的 is that the word for authentic?
正宗，正宗。
Okay, fourth first, so 正宗的菜.
对。
Okay, got it. And that brings us to 非吃不可这四个字. Is this an idiom? 这个是成语吗？ Or does it just happen to be a four word phrase?
应该不算一个成语吧，就是这个 structure 也比较常用。比如说，你看到一个好看的电影，你可以告诉你的朋友，你推荐。你说这个电影非看不可，
So you can substitute other
对，
verbs.
还有音乐好听的歌哦，这个歌非听不可都可以。
So it's kind of like unmissable, like cannot be missed, or in this case,
对。
cannot skip eating.
Yeah, an absolute must try.
I see. Oh,
Yeah.
that's cool. 非吃不可。
Does the fei and the buke part, does that kind of, I think I've heard that it represents a strong emotion. Like you've really got to try it. Like I feel very strongly about these three dishes. You absolutely have to try them.
对，一般来说就是 the two negative words put together make it a stronger emotion。然后非就是不的意思，就是 you cannot miss that。
Okay, got it.
对。
Can I also say, like, you absolutely have to go to such and such place? So, 非去不可.
可以，对。
Okay. One last question. Does it have to be a single syllable word? Or could I say, let me think of a good, like, instead of 吃, maybe 尝试, that's to try, like, to try a dish, right? So, could I say, 非尝试不可?
好像没有人这么用，一般就是四个字。你知道我们喜欢用2个字或者4个字，
Okay.
对，
I got it.
I wanted to ask about Longjing because I think it's a famous variety of green tea.
我记得好像那个龙井虾仁就是用龙井茶的这个叶子和虾仁炒出来的。
So you're actually eating the tea leaves?
对，它就
哦，
是在龙井虾仁这道菜里，它就是一个。You know, its function is like a vegetable. It's very interesting. Yeah.
yeah, how cool.
Yeah, yeah.
How would you say, like, that's so unique?
好像对，就是你可以说这个是很特别的一道菜，从来没有听说过。茶叶还可以当菜吃。
当菜吃，
对，like eat the tea leaves as a
As
vegetable.
对，好
Yeah.
酷啊！
好酷，对，
呀，有，其实这一道菜我自己也做过的。然后好像这个茶叶你也要泡一段时间，我忘了是多久，10分钟、15分钟。And then I try to remember if you 把那个虾仁腌制在你刚刚做过的茶水里。I think you might even marinate it a little bit in the tea, but it's been so long since I've made it, I forgot. But there was some, you do make the tea as part of it.
呀，我觉得可能是就是那种出产茶叶的地方，它有新鲜的茶叶，应该做起来更加的好吃。在家里做出来，应该和那个西湖旁边的味道不太一样。我不
对。
知道，我从来没有做过。
Yeah, I don't know if it's my cooking skill, but yeah, it wasn't the same as what I had in Hangzhou, so.
而且这个龙井虾仁这一道菜。除了在杭州以外，在别的城市好像也不经常有，可能是因为你要 make it fresh, use the fresh tea leaves。
Yeah,
对。
that probably makes some difference.
我有一个问题， 虾仁的意思是虾吗？
对，就是虾，没有那个 shell，光是那个虾的那个肉就叫虾仁。
嗯，谢谢，没听过。
啊，不客气，因为在中国我们吃，可能在美国也不大经常。在中国，大家很多时候喜欢连那个壳一起炒菜，
对对
觉得好像更加的
对，
有，对，更加的有味道，
对，
所以那个就不能叫虾仁。如果是叫
啊
虾仁的话，那就是说已经没有头、没有尾、没有壳啊，就
就更
是
加
虾仁。
清楚一点
对，
，a little bit more clear in what you're about to eat。
对对对。
There's no shell。
如果是平常在家炒菜的话，就买回来的那个虾就一般是带壳的，然后就直接叫什么葱爆大虾呀什么之类的，就 fry，yeah。
OK。
连头都可以吃，对吧？
对对对，大家觉得那个好吃的味道都在头那个地方。
哦，是吗？
对。
哦，OK，有意思。Have you ever eaten the head of the shrimp, Herb?
Oh yeah, lots of times.
You have? Okay.
I'm a southerner.
So you're very daring when it comes to food. That's awesome.
It's not, I don't know. It's not even daring. It's just habit. Just don't waste any part of it.
Right. Oh, interesting. Yeah, I usually took the head off, but the rest of it, and the very end of it, the tail, I wouldn't eat that
Yeah.
either. But So, all right, 太好了，我最喜欢喝茶了。One thing that jumps out at me is previously we spent a lot of time talking about le, the grammar point le. And so here the person is saying, 太好了，我最喜欢喝茶了。So we talked about how tai and le are generally fixed. So that's the reason why le is there. 太好了，太晚了。太早了，they're just fixed together. But the second sentence, 我最喜欢喝茶了。I don't quite know why the 了 is there, and I'm wondering if we don't have to say it. Could I just say 我最喜欢喝茶？
好像口语的表达的话，这个地方还是要加一个了。我最喜欢喝茶了，或者是我最喜欢喝茶了。对，好像显得更加的 natural 一点吧，就是更加自然一点。
Okay, is it because of the 醉? So if I take out
应该
醉
是，对，醉，
Okay.
It is also kind of an emphasis law.
Zui something le.
Okay, it's fixed with 醉. So if I took out the 醉, I could just say 我喜欢喝茶.
对，如果没有醉的话，那就不要加了了。
Okay, I got. So then in that case, it would even be wrong to add the 了 if I don't have the 醉.
对，是的，是的。
Okay.
Yeah, then it might imply or suggest something about the state of your liking, the completion of your liking, for instance.
Okay.
I don't know, I'm just thinking out loud.
No, I think that makes sense. Well, if they say 太好了，我喜欢喝茶，it doesn't sound very enthusiastic, right? But if you say 我最喜欢喝茶了，it's like, oh, I love drinking tea the best.
I think so. So how about 我非常喜欢喝茶了？
好像没有了。对，我非常喜欢喝茶就可以了。
What about if you say 更？我更喜欢喝茶了。
在这个地方，你要说更喜欢喝茶，好像有点奇怪。就比如说，如果说我喜欢喝咖啡，你可以说我更喜欢喝茶，就是 compare with two drinks, but here nothing to compare with，不应该用更。
It doesn't make sense in this context, but just grammatically speaking, if I am talking about 咖啡喝茶，and then I want to say 我更喜欢喝茶了，I would still add the 了，is that right?
不，没有，还
Really?
是不要哎。对对对，我更喜欢喝茶。就是
Oh.
这个醉和这个了，它是一个应该和这个太 something 了是一样的啊。太好了，太热了，
Okay. 明白了，明白了。Is there anything that jumps out at you in this part right here? And I'm throwing that out to you, Herb.
Let's see, maybe 错过一定 不能错过这家餐馆呢。What do we mean by 错过 here? To go through it improperly?
错过在这儿就是 miss. I can't not miss this restaurant.
Oh.
Yeah, like 不能错过这次机会。You can't miss this opportunity.
对。
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So the sense of 错 is not so much incorrect, but simply to neglect or to ignore.
Yeah, or to
To
miss.
miss to miss going through that, to miss going it. Yeah, sorry, I don't know what you're gonna do with that, but
No problem. I think that 错过, yeah, that's a pretty often used word, isn't it, Vicky? 不能错过, like you can't miss it, whatever it is.
对，就是不能错过这场电影，或者不能错过这个音乐会，不能错过这家餐馆，都可以。
And you can also miss the bus, right? 不能错过，这辆汽车，可以这么说吗？
对，就是说你要是没有赶上哪一班飞机，你也可以说哦，我错过了我的飞机。Yeah, I miss
I miss my
my
flight.
flight. Yeah.
Okay, so these two people have talked about food and going to Loilo, but the second part of the question is 你可不可以推荐一些好玩的地方呢? So, what are the fun places in Hangzhou? We only talked about one, but what is it?
西湖，
The most famous one, 最出名的，对，就是西湖。And of course, 如果你到西湖的话，你要逛一下西湖。So, Herb, do you have any questions about Guang or any comments about that word or about Xihu?
none other than I always forget it. It's a word I learned this year and or studied this year in my textbook, but somehow it doesn't stick.
Which one?
And
Guang or
Guang,
Xihu?
Guang. Yeah, I don't know. And so let me actually confirm or clarify. It basically means strolling around without any particular aim. It's sort of like the walking equivalent of liao liao.
Yeah, this is something I wanted to ask too. When I was in China, I heard some of my students, when I was teaching English to Chinese university students, they would often translate it as window shopping. And so, yeah, and so they would say 逛街, and they sort of meant in the shopping district. So it's a little bit like 一边走一边看好漂亮的衣服，有什么可以买的东西. So Vicky, would you agree? Does it have this aspect of it's kind of walking, but it's window shopping as well?
对，我觉得如果在美国的 suburban area 长大，很难理解"逛"这个字，因为就是没有什么东西可看。You're either in the car or in the woods，所以 就没有，对。如果你 grow up in New York，或者是中国的就是大部分都是城市，所以只要是一个城市，你到一个随便到一条街上，就可能有 like multiple stores，different clothes bags and shoes，especially girls 就喜欢逛商店或者是逛街，我们叫逛街，就是 like wandering around on the street looking at this and 不一定要买，就是看一看，然后 feel relaxed. I guess lots of girls like it. That's why guys can't remember that word. Don't want to
Oh my goodness, 非常有道理. So does that mean that a guy would never say like, "Oh, what did you do this weekend? Oh, 我到外面逛逛去了." Like, would the guys use this word?
我觉得这个不管是在中国还是在美国都是一样的。你要是在美国的那个 mall 里面，你可以看到那些 special seats just for guys to sit around。在中国也是一样的，就是也会有很多 sitting area，然后 guys 就 prefer sitting there and waiting。
我明 白了。
所以他不喜欢逛，就这个逛这个字就很难被一个 guy 记住，但是如果你问一个女孩的话啊，肯定的，就喜欢逛街、逛商店，
啊，有意思。不过如果你去逛西湖的话，没什么商店，我觉得。
其实我逛过西湖，我整整走了一天，就是从早上9点一直到晚上9点。它虽然没有商店，但是它有 museum，它有那些，比如说像什么雷峰塔，然后还有苏堤，就是像这些 famous 的 historic sites。所以说你还是可以一边走一边看，那也叫逛，对。
So it's walking around and taking in the sights,
对，
something like that.
对，就不一定是非要逛商店。逛商店就是你 walk around the stores，逛街就是那街就应该是像纽约的这种城市这种街道，那个叫逛街。逛西湖那就是walk around the Westlake and then whatever along the Westlake. There are actually many interesting places. Most of them are museums, sites, restaurants. 还有一个 that's a best 哈根达斯的一个商店，一个 ice cream store。那
我
就是
去过，我去过。
我对我去过的最好看的一个 ice cream store，它就是在一个竹林里，然后都是玻璃的，然后你可以那个就是在西湖的旁边，你可以边走，然后边吃边看边逛，
对对对，Yes, it's by like this bamboo forest, and also or this little grove of bamboo trees, and Westlake is there. And by the way, there's also a 星巴克在旁边。
对对
And
对
yeah, I've been
，Yeah，
there many, many times. And I would have to say that's the best Starbucks that I've been to as well. Yeah, and not because the coffee is better, but the view is just so
是，
nice. Yeah.
是的，是的，Yeah。我希望他还在那儿，我打算5月份的时候去看一看，希望他还在。
应该是吧，应该是。Okay. All right. Well, without further ado, let's listen one more time to today's dialogue.
，今年暑假你有什么打算？我打算和父母一起去苏州、杭州旅行一段时间。真的吗？我对杭州非常熟悉，我在那里待了好几年呢。
是吗？那你可不可以推荐一些好吃的餐馆和好玩的地方呢？说到餐馆，最出名的就是楼外楼了，西湖醋鱼和东坡肉是他们的招牌菜，非吃不可。杭州最出名的茶叶是西湖龙井，甚至有一道菜叫龙井虾仁儿。就是由茶叶做出来的，
太好了，我最喜欢喝茶了。看来我们去杭州的时候一定不能错过这家餐馆呢。那玩的呢？
当然就是逛西湖了。
All right, so now it's time for the part of our show where we give you a little preview of next time's episode, and we call this part of our show Catch My Drift. So here we go.
哦，你回来了，逛的吃的怎么样？
好极了，楼外楼就在西湖旁边，非常方便。我们绕着西湖走了一圈，然后在这家餐馆吃了他们的招牌菜，特别是东坡肉，有机会一定还要再去吃。
那你还尝了什么别的美食吗？
对呀，因为我算是个吃货，每到一个新的地方都要尝尝当地的特色菜。杭州有一道比较出名的菜是醉虾，你吃过没有？
听说是生的，所以我没试过。
不光是生的，吃的时候虾还活着。一开始有一点奇怪，吃着吃着你就会上瘾了。
那不如你做一点给我尝尝吧。
啊？
Okay, and now this is the part where you guys at home get to talk back. We are going to play the pronunciation section, and there will be some of the kind of the longer sentences and with some of the vocabulary words that we have in the dialogue. We're going to put them in that part, break it down by word groups, slowly build it back together, and then give you an opportunity to repeat along at home. So let's do that part, pronunciation.
Pronunciation training. Repeat after me, then respond to the question.
请跟我重复一遍，然后回答下面的问题。
好吃的餐馆。推荐 推荐一些好吃的餐馆。好玩的地方，好吃的餐馆和好玩的地方。你可不可以？那你可不可以推荐？那你可不可以推荐一些好吃的餐馆？那你可不可以推荐一些好吃的餐馆和好玩的地方呢？
我对杭州非常熟悉，我在那儿待了好几年呢。
那你可不可以推荐一些好吃的餐馆和好玩的地方呢？
出名，最出名的，楼外楼。就是楼外楼了。最出名的就是楼外楼了。餐馆。说到餐馆。说到餐馆最出名的就是楼外楼了。
你可不可以推荐一些好吃的餐馆？
说到餐馆，最出名的就是楼外楼了。
招牌菜，他们的招牌菜。东坡肉是他们的招牌菜。西湖醋鱼，西湖醋鱼和东坡肉是他们的招牌菜。飞，飞吃。不可，非吃不可。西湖醋鱼和东坡肉是他们的招牌菜，非吃不可。
这家餐馆的招牌菜是什么？
西湖醋鱼和东坡肉是他们的招牌菜，非吃不可。
龙井虾仁，有一道菜叫龙井虾仁。甚至有一道菜叫龙井虾仁。茶叶做出来，由茶叶做出来。就是由茶叶做出来的。甚至有一道菜叫龙井虾仁，就是由茶叶做出来的。 茶叶。最出名的茶叶。杭州最出名的茶叶。西湖龙井。是西湖龙井。杭州最出名的茶叶是西湖龙井。杭州最出名的茶叶是西湖龙井，甚至有一道菜叫龙井虾仁。杭州最出名的茶叶是西湖龙井，甚至有一道菜叫龙井虾仁，就是由茶叶做出来的。
你知道杭州最出名的茶叶是什么吗？
杭州最出名的茶叶是西湖龙井，甚至有一道菜叫龙井虾仁，就是由茶叶做出来的。
错过。不能错过，一定不能错过。餐馆，这家餐馆一定不能错过，这家餐馆呢。看来我们去杭州，看来我们去杭州的时候，看来我们去杭州的时候，一定不能错过这家餐馆呢。
楼外楼的菜实在是很有名，非吃不可。
看来我们去杭州的时候，一定不能错过这家餐馆呢。
All right, guys, so before we go, let's just talk for a minute about some of our favorite 招牌菜. And one that kind of comes to mind, I'm not sure that, I don't know if it totally qualifies, but it was called 瓦罐鸡, which was chicken in a clay pot. And I think it was kind of common, like around China, you could basically get it anywhere. But it was prepared in a clay pot, and I think, I'm trying to think of the right word, not steamed and not boiled, but there was just a little bit of like sauce at the bottom, and it would like be stewed in this sauce for several hours before it was ready. But then when it comes out to the table, you just kind of take the lid off, put your chopsticks in, meat falls off the bone kind of thing. So delicious. I've never had it anywhere else. Vicky, does this sound familiar? 瓦罐鸡?
好像听过。你是在哪吃的？
在杭州。
你是杭州。哦，好，那我下一次去试试。
对。
Okay.
对，不能错过，你非吃不可。
OK, 好的，我一定去。
So Herb, what about you?
So many things bubbling through my mind, but if I'll pick one, it would be the 潮州 style cold crab. And it's a really simple dish, but I think probably as with a lot of Chinese dishes, what makes it amazing is when the crab itself is super fresh.
Mm-hmm.
And there's really no sauce. There's just a special vinegar that's served on the side for dipping. And I've had that, I believe, in Hong Kong and in Toronto, and they're both amazing.
It sounds delicious.
Yeah.
It sounds delicious. We will have to find out where this is and have some.
Okay.
And so, Vicky, 最后, how about you? 你最喜欢吃的招牌菜是什么？
其实作为一个吃货，我喜欢吃很多不同国家地方的美食。如果要是说中国饭，非要挑一个的话，那肯定就是北京烤鸭。
Ah,、oh, yes, yes. Oh my gosh, I forgot about that one.
北京 roast duck.
I love、
yeah.
it. Yes.
对
，I agree.
这个说起来，这个就比较复杂了，但是我会做，可以。我们有什么时候可以单独的上一节课，我可以教你怎么做北京烤鸭。
That would be awesome. I think I've had your Beijing roast duck before too, and it was really good. Yeah,
对
super good. Just like 全聚德。All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for joining us this week. And 我想提醒大家，你学好中文，增加魅力。
好的。
All right. And until next time, bye bye.
下次见。
Bye bye. 下次见，再见。